USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration continues to block the media from their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout on the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Let's get an update on the horrific shooting rampage in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Police say they have one suspect in custody who is being treated for injuries. The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
Boulder police say it'll take about 5 days to get all the details of what happened. 14 spring training games in Major League Baseball Tuesday. The early game started 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Brent Honeywell discusses his return to the mound this spring training with MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I tried to keep it like it was another day at the yard, honestly. I think I did a pretty good job of that, honestly. It was a different feeling, especially with my family in the seats again. That's a pretty big part. Baseball is a pretty big part of my family line, so you know, I was definitely happy to be out there. I woke up, got to the field, put my stuff on as soon as I got here because that's what I do on start day. I got kind of amped and, you know, getting loose, getting ready to go out to the field. But I just told myself, you know, I gotta control a little bit of emotions right now, you know, not get too high, not too low, you know, just kind of keep it even keeled and go out and do the job that they're asking to do. You know, when the anthem hits, that means it's time to go. You know, it's getting close. Game's getting close. So, you know, after kind of my routine, you know, after the anthem, I throw three or four to get, you know, back ready to go out to the field and then, you know, just take it from there. So I think that was, you know, that was a big deal, you know, to kind of get, you know, some chill bumps, you know, you get, it's the best thing you can do every fifth day. Like, there's nothing better.
Brent talks about his recent start against the Red Sox and breaks down his outing.
I thought my stuff was decent. I thought my fastball was good. I thought the location of the stuff was pretty good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.